out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about E and his wife. That's what we'll talk about. And their satanic symbols of worship. We'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about Ukraine, radioactive fallout reaches Poland. And then we'll talk about Blood King Hammerstream coming. And we'll close out the show with a bunch of Elon Musk. If you don't like Elon Musk, you probably won't like Elon Musk edition. Oh well, too bad, so sad. Let's get into it, shall we? Okay. First, we'll read the Hitler quote of the day. Amazing Hitler quote. Let's do it. Let's do it. First, period. Period. I don't think that's meant to be there. I don't think that period's meant to be there. Period. The aspect of the situation that first made the most striking impression on me and gave me grounds for serious reflection was the manifest lack of any individual responsibility in the representative body. Parliament passes some act or decree which may have the most devastating consequences, yet nobody bears the responsibility for it. Nobody can be called to account, for surely no one cannot say that a cabinet discharges its responsibility when it resigns after having brought about a catastrophe. Adolf Hitler. That's a pretty good one. Okay, first, Ye 24 Ye Fanatics. Like, apparently that's Ye's account now. Or something. Who is this? No, it's not. No, it's not. This is someone that likes Ye, following Ye, retweeting something about Ye. Because Ye is definitely banned from Twitter right now. He talked about the kikes too much, so they banned him. Oh well. I wonder how long until he gets unbanned, because that'll be the finale of the show. How long before Ye gets unbanned? Really? How long? It has to happen, doesn't it? We'll see. Anyways, we got Yeezy season is now, I assume that means. Yeezy season is now, I'm assuming. And it has Ye's wife in a really weird outfit. Just very artsy-fartsy, risque kind of. I don't know. She's pretty covered, though. I know, that's pretty covered for a woman nowadays, in my opinion. That's pretty covered for a woman nowadays. I've seen skimpier. The vajayjay patch is a bit eh. That turns into the cross. I forgot. That's the cross, right? That little patch goes up her back into the cross or something, right? Isn't that what this turns into? Powerful. OP says, complain about Jews and Kushner pushing to over-sexualize women in fashion. And then he says, design and dress your wife in this. Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the fucking message he's trying to send with this. It's black, it's all black, it has a cross on it. Maybe that's the symbolism he's going for. The corruption of femininity or some crazy, deluded, artistic bullshit. That's what the artistic fucks do. They're like, oh, it means very complicated things, it's very deep. That's what they do. This Mexican says maybe he's totally aware of her being a kike and is just using her and humiliating her. Death to kikes. I don't know, man. I don't know. He definitely is fucking her, though. He's definitely blacking her. Definitely. This meme flagger Deus Voltanon says, Ye faggot claims to be Christian, yet dresses his wife naked with a cross on her. Fucking kikes made him their bitch. How is this anti-Christian? Just because it's a little sexual? Angels are sexual. You want to go look up? Let's look up some angel. Fucking... Oh my god, oh my god, oh, sexual, oh, fucking naked angels, naked angel children kissing, wow, but I guess Ye's the bad one, I guess Ye's the bad guy, right? Like, oh my god, the female form, Lilith, is that Lilith? That looks like Lilith. I mean, angels have been depicted, you know, nude, maybe it's an inversion of that imagery, I don't know. Children kissing isn't sexual. You're right, but when they're naked, it kind of is. You make them nude. But I guess that's supposed to be, you know, they're angels. They don't care about their physical appearance. That's the mythology of it all. You know, they never ate the fruit of knowledge, so they don't have shame or something along those lines, right? I don't know. All I'm getting at is,
who the fuck knows what he's trying to do with this? We can't really... art is made to be interpreted how you interpret it. If you interpret it as satanic, I guess that's what you're taking out of it. I don't get a lot of satanic vibes from this. It's black. You know, he's a nigger. She's white. It could be, you know, some fucking nigger power play type thing. Some nigger fetish, like he's blacking her or some shit. Who the fuck knows? Who cares? This Norwegian says, notice how Yi 24 threads disappeared? Imagine shilling for this nigger. I'm defending him pretty hard right now, but I mean, he needs to do something that I can attack. He needs to do something that I can legitimately attack. And this is just him. He's in fashion. That's literally his profession is fashion. That's his job. That's what he does. He innovates in the world of fashion, despite if you agree or disagree that it's that what he makes is attractive or not. That's what he does. So when he does what his job is, and then people are like, oh my God, he's coming out with new fashions and they're questionable. It's like, that's kind of what he does. That's literally his job description. So not strange at all. I'm passing all the butt pics of the cross thing. It's just fashion. It is what it is. Getting people to talk about something is success in and of itself with fashion. That's what it's meant to do. It's meant to provoke people. It's meant to push buttons. That's what fashion and art is. If you are getting triggered by it, you're buying into the fucking art world's bullshit. Next thread. Ukrainian radioactive fallout reaches Poland. Wow, those uranium shells, those uranium shells. Uranium, a new substance made of dead Ukrainian soldiers or something. Uranium. Anyways, Ukrainian radioactive fallout reaches Poland. Holy shit, Poland is fucked. What? Holy shit. That is a vertical line. That is a vertical fucking line. Oof. Maybe you should have stockpiled those uranium shells. Maybe you should have used those instead of stockpiling them and then getting them blown up like idiots. Get fucked. This Brazilian says, is there an English source? Can't read that shitty language. Well, first, just use Google Translate for one. Second, if you get an English source, it'll be weighted in favor of the Ukrainians by 6 million-fold. Okay, let's go back to Yi for a moment. Kilo says, Lou, Yi literally said he likes Jews now after watching some Jew movie. Well, if you've been watching, I don't think you've been watching my show long enough, but I already talked about that. And I don't know, man. So you're telling me that you believe that Kanye's tweet about him watching 21 Jump Street and now he likes Jews again, that was completely legitimate and not a fucking joke? I mean, Yi's a dumbass nigger, so it was probably completely legitimate. I believe it was completely legitimate, but it is so absurd to have watched 21 Jump Street and that is what cured you of your hate of the Jews after they took 4/4 of your wealth? All of it? I don't know, man. Could be a joke just as easily as it could be serious. I need to see more. I need to see him in person, man. I need to see him talk in an interview or something. We need to see him talk again. It's been too long since he's talked. He needs to talk before I make a judgment. I can't make a judgment off a single tweet that could have been a joke. I can't make a judgment off a fucking fashion line where it's his job to be provocative. I need him to speak so I can judge him. I can't judge him off this stuff yet. It could be very easily, he could very easily be totally cucked now with this new cuck Jewish bitch, okay? Definitely. But I need to see it. I'm not even championing him. I want more information before I make a hard line decision. One way or the other. I don't know right now. My answer right now is I don't know. I don't know. Do I like Yi? I don't know. I don't know right now. All of this is... The propaganda against him with all this artsy-fartsy shit is questionable to me. But I'm not going to die on a hill for Yi. I'd die on a hill for Trump, probably. Arguing for that faggot kike lover. Yeah, just crazy. Sorry, Poland. Maybe you should. Maybe you picked the wrong side. Maybe you picked the wrong side, Poland. Oopsie. Next thread. Blood King Hammer stream coming back soon. Oh shit! Well, I guess we'll watch the Blood Tribe propaganda video. Let's watch it.
Yeah, not the Hammer. Hail Dylan Roof. Fuck niggers. Fuck kikes.
Hail. Fuck niggers. Fuck kikes. Yes.
You know Israel. All right,
thanks for dying. Dumb. We got a left.
Fucking knuckle. Dragon, Untermensch, nigger people.
Untermensch.
March towards victory.
Where are all you fuckers getting these glasses?
Would you eat a person?
Man, I would eat a person in the hopper. I'd eat a person in the hopper.
Mind yourself.
This is a skinhead Nazi, man. Simple as.
You're a fat titty bitch. Like, how many generations do you give a shit about? How far out are you thinking? Do you care about your grandkids? Or your grandkids you care about, but you don't really care about your grandkids? Or is it your great-grandkids that you stop giving a shit about? How many generations down the line do you stop giving
based.
A shit? Right?
Today, tomorrow, every day, yesterday, until the end of time. Doing it all!
This country has been dead to me for a long time.
Thunder! That's white supremacy.
Ugh. Real power only comes from one thing. Fighting men.
But this pool has an alligator in it. And I know for a fact, 100% fact, that there's all kinds of swimming pools with no alligators.
Oh, who am I talking about it, niggas? Ooh, who am I talking about it, niggas?
Oh, maybe this or that. No! That's the flag! Swastika, nigger! Salute it!
Yes.
Raise the banner!
Hail. That's all that matters.
I'm sorry, but none of that is as entertaining as watching your two buddies that don't know shit about fighting beat each other in the face.
Why does he have Satan's head right here? Why? Doesn't he write a book about worshiping Satan or something? What the fuck?
I mean, that is just the best fun ever, bro.
Best gun in the West! Pew, pew,
pew. All women are mildly autistic.
Ooh! Good to see ya.
He who LARPs the hardest wins.
Exactly.
You can shit on me.
Yeah,
all day,
that's good. That's a good
call
line.
Me the big bad boogeyman. Whatever. I'll be the fucking punching bag for my people. If somebody has to take the blows,
based.
All right.
Based.
Send them my way. Yeah. Guess what? I'm a
That's a leader, man. That's a leader right there.
Nazi, yeah, guess what? I'm a barbarian, savage, whatever.
you're done. America's done. Let go. Just let go.
The only thing amoral is failure.
And they're all fighting the Nazis. Everybody's fighting Nazis, except for us, the Nazis.
No one has.
But you don't go into the forest and expect bears to ride tricycles. Because bears don't ride tricycles.
Saying what I'm saying is everyone else sucks. Ain't no one I've seen worth saying there's the guy I'm gonna follow, personally. And until further notice, you're looking at number one. That's how I see it. And that's how I'm gonna see it. And when
sometimes you gotta take it into your own hands, bud. I feel you, man. I feel you there.
I see it differently, you'll know. I promise.
Got really loud, sorry. Wow, Blood King Hammer, that was awesome. That was really cool. I mean, if you're afraid to join these groups, don't join them. Make your own fucking group. Make your own new group. More groups! More! More! First post is an Aussie saying, fuck off, feds. Fuck off, Aussie. Fuck off. No one gives a fuck what you think. This American says, neck tattooed supermen are our superiors. That neck tattoo is pretty obnoxious with the fucking demon head. Dad's data dump says our purity bullshit will be the downfall of our people. I hope the infights and grifting subside. Dude, we really need to work together, dude. I mean, even fuck if niggers want to fight the kike problem, let them, man. I don't give a shit. Okay, the kikes are our number one priority, and that should be the only thing that matters right now. After we figure that out, we can segregate. We'll figure that out after. Worry about the kikes right now. Or there will be no future. This rare flag says, never heard of him. What's his activity in the past decade? Please no image text walls. This guy responds, from what I've gathered from past threads, these guys haven't done shit outside the cyberspace environment. All of the sudden, this bald faggot shows up recently and gets Vice articles written about him, about how he wants to start some white ethnostate in Maine, the typical run-of-the-mill spook shit to garner attention. No, dude. As soon as Handsome Truth started doing IRL activism at big events, all the news stations started to cover him, dude, because Nazism is a big gotcha thing. It's like new. It's like free news. It's like free clicks. Okay, it's free hate clicks. It's free hate clicks. So they want to cover it. So when you have a bunch of Nazis dressed in red, man, it gets attention. It gets those clicks. So of course Vice wrote a fucking article about the Nazis and the skinhead that's all red and it can make them look all bad. Yeah, they wrote a fucking article. Makes sense. Nothing strange about it. It's a fucking ant on my wall. Giant ant on my wall. I'm gonna kill it. Get fucked. This American says, one of the few who actually looks better clean-shaven. Dude, he looks very... You're right. Looks very good. Very manly. Seek Hale. Yes. He definitely has leader vibes to him. Definitely. He wants... Oh, here, dude. Here's the FBI guy. I talked about this guy yesterday. The Hispanic nigger. This is the Hispanic nigger that works for the feds, guys. Wow, look. This is the guy I was talking about yesterday. Hispanic nigger. Heretic says, funny, I'm buying land to form a community, and everyone I talk to about it immediately freaks out because they probably immediately connected to cult-like behavior or something. People forming collectives that work on farms and stuff, that was normal, man, and still is. So whatever. More power to you, man. Make your dream a reality. This guy posts this Fed and tries to use this Fed... This is such propaganda. This guy posts this Fed and then tries to convince people that because this guy was a Fed, oh, the skinhead is also a Fed. It's... there's a word for that one. Slippery slope? No true Scotsman. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. This guy is such a Fed. He looks like the kind of person who would steal from his friends. He looks like the kind of person who would steal from his friends. What? 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 How do you get that vibe at all? He looks like the kind of guy that would sacrifice a goat. That's the vibes I'm getting. I don't know where your vibes are coming from. Next thread. Breaking. Moosk calls Soros Magneto. Calls them out hard. We're getting into the finale now. It's gonna be nothing but Elon Musk. If you don't like Elon Musk, just turn the fuck show off right now. It'd be nothing but Musk now. Elon Musk says, Soros reminds me of Magneto. I mean, this is as low key as you could get, right? This is as low key as you can call someone a kike as you can get, right? Magneto's a kike. He's evil. Tries to take over the world through like evil means. He's basically the wrong end of the moral spectrum. This is a way to say Soros is an evil kike. What else? How else do you read this? How do you read this? Magneto. What the fuck? Richest man in the world is now bringing the evilness of Soros to the mainstream conversation. Can I get a based? Real life Iron Man versus Magneto win. Is he Iron Man or is he the Antichrist? I don't... Who even knows? It's ironic. This person oh my gosh, we gotta... Brian Crafts says, fun fact, Magneto's experience during the Holocaust... Every time, they have to go there. They have to go there. They have to go there. They must go there. The Six Gorgillion. The Six Gorgillion. Magneto's experiences during the Holocaust as a survivor shaped his perspective as well as his depth and empathy. Soros also is a Holocaust survivor, gets attacked nonstop for his good intentions, which some Americans think are bad merely because they disagree with his political affiliations. Oh my God. Guys, goys. He's a Holocaust survivor. We have to pity him. The sixth Gorgillion. Literally the sixth fucking Gorgillion. Wow. It's so fucking tiresome. It's so tiresome. Straight to the Holocaust. Straight to the fucking Holocaust at the speed of light. The speed of soot, I guess. Wow. Elon Musk says, you assume they are good intentions. They are not. He wants to erode the very fabric of civilization. Soros hates humanity. If you thought he was too vague with the Magneto comment, he literally is saying Soros is destroying the very fabric of civilization and that he hates humanity itself. I mean, I don't know how much more cut and dry you can get. This guy says this Magneto was way cooler, and Elon Musk says fair point. Oh, that's perfect. That's George Soros with Magneto's helmet. Perfect. Wow, holy crap. Is Elon discovering the answer at the speed of light right now or what? It's like he's waking up every day. He gets closer and closer. I don't know about fucking that MILF, though. I don't know about mommy, Elon. I don't know about if mommy's gonna be a good CEO or not. This guy says, Elon is whatever Elon is, but I doubt it's based, says a Aussie posting from an iPhone. I don't know, man. Elon just seems to be pushing for freedom of speech and basic common sense. And he kind of named Soros. He kind of named Soros, which is pretty big. I mean, that happened today. That's kind of big. Doesn't that seem like a shift in the Overton window? Doesn't that seem like a shift? Kind of does to me. This America says the outcome is the same, but his motives are entirely different. Almost everything comes back stronger after chaos. The catalyst to the achievable order. A balance that has no prejudice. I like the way this Anon thinks. Yes, bring it all back to chaos. Yes, that's my fuse system embraces chaos and builds a system from within it. It's incredible. The book's incredible. Everything's gonna be incredible. I'm inventing new types of derivatives. I'm fucking creating new financial systems. Holy fuck, dude. Formulae. I'm a goddamn super genius. I will fix the financial system. I will give the world a guide on how to do it. Very simple. Lou will lay it all out for you. This American says, billionaires remind me of pompous boneheads talking to everyone like children all the time. Well, they're entitled assholes. They think they're the greatest at everything and their ideas are fucking golden eggs. Everything they do, everything they say is incredible. That's rich people. Whatever, let's move on. We got lots of Elon. We got lots of Elon. Here's the post where he replies, you assume they have good intentions. They are not. He wants to erode the very fabric of civilization. He hates humanity. OP says, Jews are going nuts because Elon called Soros evil. And now they're screaming, the Nazis. The Nazis. This American says, if what you say is true, could you please point to a few examples where Elon is actively being called a Nazi? Well, you'll see that coming up in the next thread about the ADL. You'll be seeing that very shortly, Anon. This American says, Soros is a crown-backed kike who was simply managing the relationship between England and the Nazi leadership. He's an evil man. He's evil. There's a video of him talking about how he took joy in killing his Jewish brethren. It was like the greatest times of his life or some crazy shit. Dude's fucking pure evil. This American says, Elon Musk is a kike himself. What, then why does he eat bacon? Why does Elon Musk eat bacon if he's a kike? I didn't think kikes could eat bacon. I didn't think they were allowed to do such things. I don't know. They're kind of superstitious about shit like that. They're Talmud and whatnot. The Swedish Anon says, he's only doing this to distract from the fact he was involved with Epstein human trafficking. Dude, that was one picture where he was photobombed by Glasslene. Glasslene photobombed him. Wow, one picture with Elon with Glasslene and he's a pedophile. Incredible. Just like Trump is a pedophile because he learned that Epstein was a fucking map, so he barred him from all of his hotels. This leaf says, I got called a Nazi because I didn't want to take an experimental injection due to a spine injury. Fuck me for being partially disabled Nazi. LOL. LOL even. This American says, Soros was a Holocaust survivor like a camp guard was a Holocaust survivor. Exactly. He killed his own people. I literally fell in my head as a child. Banana peel and whatnot. I don't know. Oldies will know that story.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being.
Is this guy not pure fucking evil? He's literally saying, well, I could be the one getting killed, or I could be the one killing, and I picked the killing. And I loved it.
Taken away.
He's smiling while he talks about it.
But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there because, well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets that if I were there... Oh,
just like in markets, guys. Just like in markets.
Of course, I wasn't doing it. But somebody else would...
If I didn't kill my brethren, someone else would have done it. I had to be that person. I had to be the evil... Pure evil. I had to be evil itself. I was chosen to be evil itself. It just had to be me. Holy shit. They are evil. They are pure evil. They are pure fucking evil. Next thread. Elon Musk says ADL should just drop the A. So they should be the Defamation League. Oh my god. Are you insane, Elon? Are you picking a fight with the ADL? What are you doing? Was Elon drinking? Was Elon drinking? What the fuck is he thinking right now? That is just... That's something else, man. That's some balls, really. That's some balls. That's some balls. Wow. This American says, look, Anons, new Elon Twitter screen cap thread just dropped. Double Reddit space... I fucking love Elon's cock. Please more Elon Twitter screen cap threads. Someone's mad. Someone's a little jelly. The more you notice. The more you notice, dude. Like, did Elon have a little too much to drink? And he went a little deep on the Twitter threads. Lou says, is the CEO a kike shield? I don't think so. I think Elon's boning the CEO and that's why she got that position. I think she was literally sucking Elon's dick. Literally. Quite literally sucking Elon's dick. Figuratively and literally. It's probably why he thinks she could be trusted in that position, because she probably like, free speech. Imagine the narratives with her incredibly cohesive, velvet-like tongue would craft quite incredible stories, I would assume. They would entrance and beguile Elon Musk very easily, okay? Yes, Elon. Freedom of speech, Elon. Yes, I've always agreed with those ideals. I've always wanted this, Elon. Yes. When in reality, every video we've seen is quite the opposite, okay? But imagine what she's saying in real life compared to what she said in the past. Oh my gosh, Elias Schaefer naming some kikes. Pretty nice. Yes, more kike naming. Normalization. Normalization. Say it with me. Normalization. Normalization. Kilo says, I don't think he's fucking her. She's too old and too ugly. She's apparently a legend in online advertising space. That's why he hired her. Well, yes, because he needed more advertising revenue. I agree. And as soon as he hired her, they got more advertising revenue instantaneously. Yes. Yes. But what does that have to do with him fucking her? putting her in that position and then her siding with them. I mean, it's, why not both? I don't know, man. Elon fucks everything that breathes. He fucked. I'm going to show you something he fucked, okay? I'm just totally spelling this wrong. I mixed him up. Guys, look at my flippy flops. I put Ellie Billish. It's Billy Eilish. Fucking flippy flops. Flippy flops. Flippy flops. Wow, these are old pictures of her. Give me, like, recent disgusting pictures of her. There we go. That's an old one, but it's disgusting. He fucked that. He fucked that, man. Look at that thing. He fucked that thing. He fucked that thing, man. And you say he wouldn't fuck that mommy? That mommy ain't that bad looking. This chick is not the greatest. Like, look at that. Look at this thing. Look at that thing. Elon fucked that thing. Yuck. Yuck. This Kekistani says the Pentagon will nuke anyone that tries to touch Musk. They have no other way to enter space without either Falcon Heavies or Russian, Ukrainian, Chinese rockets. Dude, I don't know about that, man. You think SpaceX can't run without Elon Musk? Okay, it's already working. Like, they already got the Falcon Heavy, and that's all that our government really wants and needs. I mean, the Starship would be fucking amazing for them because it does 100 tons. And it could do point-to-point transfers, which would be incredible. But, I don't know about them defending Musk. I don't know about that. Our military is so incredibly compromised right now. I don't have any faith in them whatsoever. They have to earn that trust back. This guy says, wow, it's real. Total Aryan victory. I could not believe this is real myself. This has this has 2 million views. Holy shit. The kikes are scared. The kikes gotta be scared, right? Kikes gotta be scared right now. Next thread. Final thread. Jews are going to murder Elon Musk. The Washington Post says, Elon Musk, who has overseen a rise in anti-Semitism and other hate speech on Twitter, made a series of attacks on George Soros, tweeting the Jewish-born investor and liberal philanthropist hates humanity and wants to erode the very fabric of civilization. Oh man, that's anti-Semitic. Holy shit, he's a Nazi. Sounds like a Nazi. Far-right Nazi. That's what that sounds like. Magneto responds, Neato. I mean, really, isn't the Washington Post? What is the Washington Post if not an arm of George Soros? This American says Elon Musk is the Antichrist and playing a part given to him by Zog. What? The Zog wants him to bring more awareness to the Jews? What? I don't see how that's in their anywhere in their plan or rulebook. I don't think so. You think the ADL wanted this? I don't. This Bitbong says, Elon is a puppet they're trying to sell us by making us think he's our guy. Decent candidate for the Antichrist. Why? Give me some examples. Because he's wearing cosplay? It's ironic. It's because of people like you calling him the Antichrist that he wears it. It's like it's literally exactly the same as people calling me a tranny. It's exactly the same. Literally exactly the same. This Kekistani says he hired WEF puppet as CEO of Twitter. She must be good in bed. Dude, she must gobble that cock. She gobbledygooks that cock. Yep. This Leaf says attacking Soros is anti-Semitic now. Interesting. Pretty incredible. The lengths at which the Jews go. This Aussie says Elon is not wrong, though. He is not. Kikes are scared. Kikes are fucking full scared. What the fuck? Guys, I need your help. I've been doing some research on Captain Blackbeard, and I'm starting to question whether or not he's still alive. I mean, think about it. This dude was the most badass pirate of all time. He had like a million wives in a fucking fortress. And then all of a sudden he just disappears. It doesn't add up. This guy links Blackbeard from One Piece. That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. This America says, just had me a homemade scallop and pork ramen to confirm I'm neither Jewish nor Muslim. Feels good, man. That guy gets it. Fuck, I'm gonna make a big old thing of bacon for one of my shows these days and eat it. It's gonna be delicious. It's gonna be bacon. Oh, I love bacon so much. You guys see me eat bacon in my past shows. How can I be Jewish if I eat bacon? I can't be. Bacon is fucking delicious. Let's end on that. The fact Jews will never get to experience the amazingness that is fucking bacon. I mean, not physically fucking bacon, but eating fucking bacon. Mmm, yum. Have a great day. I love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. That's the show. Goodbye.
What's this here? Netflix released Queen Cleopatra. People point out historical mistakes. Netflix, I don't care what they tell you in school. audience score, 1. Man. Yep, I don't think anybody's surprised by that. I mean, damn. Like, it's just... Look, I feel like this kind of stuff that they do, like, nobody wants to have things like that change just because somebody wants to see themselves in it, you know? I think people are just tired of that kind of stuff. And if people stop watching it, it'll go away. So just keep that in mind.
Netflix next year, what is this?
Oh, God. Yeah, for sure, guys. That's what's coming up next. Absolutely.